Those were the days. We used to buy cases and build your own. I don't do that anymore. I just buy it all in one. I used to do that quite a bit, and sometimes you'd run into issues with drivers and compatibility between the motherboard and something that you put on it. But they worked for quite a while, but nowadays it's kind of like I used to work on my car all the time too, but I don't do that anymore. I just take it to the dealer and tell them to take care of it.
I bought primarily on the recommendation of one of the Hackintosh websites. You know, buy this motherboard and this processor and this particular set of cases, or, you know, and that's the configuration with the fewest problems. You know, because you're trying to run Apple's operating system on something that's not supposed to run it. That's why I've had mixed luck trying to upgrade the operating system, but it's running an operating system from 10 years ago.
Well, if it's still working and it's crunching numbers, sometimes those older ones do better than the newer ones, unless you're going from like 32 to 64 bits. But sometimes the older ones have less overhead in them, or if you can get a light version of an older one, it gives, like, you don't have so many different drivers in there and things like that that are constantly trying to do something, stealing your CPU.
Pretty much the case, but run Linux on this thing for a variety of reasons, but, well, for one thing, there's a 2 terabyte, 4 terabyte drive that are formatted as HFS Plus, you know, Apple's disk format, and Linux is not quite friendly with that. So, actually, this down-level version of Mac OS is probably lighter, more lightweight than Linux. So just leave it as Mac OS, and I could try to upgrade it to a later version, but that's the thing when you're trying to build stuff for stuff that's not supposed to run on it. It may work with the current operating system, not with the next one.
Well, it's learning. You're getting out there and learning what you can and can't do. You might find something wonderful. You never know. Keep experimenting. That's the ham radio in you. Experiment, experiment, experiment.
WKD2BNG. The other board that I have, I think I mentioned, it's not a Raspberry Pi. They call it an Atomic Pi. It's a Raspberry Pi type board, but it's got an Intel Celeron 4-core, whatchamahoozie, 4 64-bit cores. Runs at like 1.5 gigahertz. About 2 gigabytes of memory, and I can easily push that into service if I have to. It's like, gee, this is almost starting to be a job.
It can be all-consuming. I know exactly what you mean. It can, but when we're on COVID-19 lockdown, what else are you gonna do?
I got nothing to do and all day to do it in. Oh, look, 99%, 98%, 96%. Okay, CPUs are cranking. The foreground actually stays responsive, though. If I switch to another window, it doesn't take 10 minutes to do it. So, you know, this is the one decent machine. I don't have anything like from this decade. You know, if CPU cycles were money, I'd be living under a bridge. I don't have the latest of anything. But the 10-year-old, 12-year-old systems are working well enough.
Well, you're getting more money's worth of computing out of those things than you thought you were going to get, right? That's a good thing. I better go ahead and shut this thing down. I got 2 more nodes to build tonight. What else you got for us, Glenn?
That was pretty much it. You know, I'm hogging up the repeater here. We both are. So I'll let you go, and I suppose I'll get back to whatever I was doing. But you take care, and we'll talk to you later. W4JWKD2BNG. I'll be clear.
Okay, Glenn, we'll keep on crunching. You're doing good. You're working your way up through those stats. Good to see your name on that board. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Like, check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got them all. Gary, KI4DOS, will be calling that tomorrow night. He's got a mighty fine swap net. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Be sure to stop by and check in with him tomorrow night. And I'm going to go ahead and pass in my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
Dave, would you like one more check-in?
I sure would. Go ahead, Rusty.
Uniform 2 Tango to the check-in list, in and out. I'm sorry, I didn't realize how late it was. I didn't realize y'all were still here. Good net tonight, obviously.
Well, late is better than never. So good to have you with us tonight, Rusty. You stay safe. Appreciate you checking in this evening. W4DJW Clear.